Ladies and gentlemen, the Rum and Regret Podcast. I am Andy Drake.
Johanna Myers.
Nate Tussey, and we drink and we know things.
We drink and we know things. And welcome to our first bi-state podcast.
Bi-state?
Is that right? I don't know. It's terrible. It's just, it's horrible.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah. So anyway, Oregon is good so far. It's nice. Everything's so green.
Right.
Yeah. So points if you know what that movie's from. Come on.
Can't help you right now, sir.
Oh, History of the World. Get up on your Mel Brooks, people. All right.
I have minor heat stroke, so let's just put that in the show notes.
Okay, right. All right. So Nate is not himself. All right. So today we're going to talk about the Chris Hardwick, Chloe Dykstra, kerfuffle. Sort of updating where it's at since then. Just sort of a really basic cliff notes. So all of Chris Hardwick's ex-girlfriends have come to defend him. And there's even a Twitter hashtag called I Stand With Chris Hardwick. There's an online petition to get him back in as Talking Dead. All of his close friends, his comic friends, sort of have these podcasts and public channels have come out to defend him as well. Chloe Dykstra updated her article, if we can put it that way. It was sexually harassed to sexually violated. Is that correct?
Or violated to assaulted.
Right. All right. So it was initially sexually violated and then became sexually assaulted. So it's the way the evidence is pointing now. And again, we've heard nothing from Dykstra since this update. It's all pointing towards Dykstra being a little bit crazy. Do you guys agree?
Oh yeah, fully.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Joe, what's your take on this?
I think it's just total, still woman scorned, and the whole changing the article, I don't know what that was like. I'm trying to think of which way it went, because I'm thinking, was it she, you know, originally posted the less harsh terminology and then upped it to, you know, assault, or was it the other way around? I can't really recall right now, but I mean, you know, it's either she's trying to make it sound worse than it is, or lawyers came to her and said, take that off. And you know, you can't say that.
Right. So my question is, what does she gain by changing that terminology?
Well, it bumps it back up into at the top of the list. Basically it's almost as if she's re-releasing it.
So
just put back on top,
right?
The flow of information goes.
But it seems funny to me that is her play. Aside from, I mean, she dropped the bomb in her article of "I have this evidence,"
yeah.
You know, and right now, you know, in terms of sort of what's happening, she is losing credibility by the day. And, you know, and if she thinks she's had trouble finding gigs now, she's going to have a lot more trouble finding gigs if, you know, she doesn't come out soon to corroborate what she wrote.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lawsuit brewing, though. So, like we talked about in the first place, I was shocked that, given the fact that there's potential litigation happening, that her lawyers would even allow her to put out the original article in the first place. So now it seems even more detrimental, and there's no way she's going to release any evidence if it pertains to a court case and if it's like a gotcha kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, she tried to damage his career, and she did, and he's been pulled down from a lot of things, and it's going to take him a while to recover. But I think it would just be poetic justice if it ends up biting her in the ass. If all of these things, you know, are found out to be untrue, which it seems like that's the case. And it took the community a while to rally behind him. There was a lot of people that jumped on the bandwagon against him early. that seemed like they were very happy that he was in the shitstorm. And thanks, Joe, for sending that link. I think you were the one that sent it, where it was a YouTube. Sorry, guys, I'm really out of it right now. It was a YouTube video that basically had a bunch of different clips from different podcasts put together.
Yeah.
In the same.
Oh yeah, that was Andy sent that.
That sent that. Yeah. So it was great to see, you know, stand-up comedians and, you know, people like Adam Carolla and
Nikki Glaser.
Yeah, Nikki Glaser and a bunch of, you know, kind of A-listers in that community finally standing up and saying, you know, we hope this, if everything ends up being untrue, this is complete bullshit. And the fact that somebody could torpedo his career with a post.
Yeah, just an unlisted blog post.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of an indictment of where we are right now with bandwagon type stuff.
Right. Yeah. Well, and your point to everyone was quick to sort of crucify him. It is the Me Too movement where, you know, you are forced to believe, you know, and in the wake of everyone who has been accused up until now, it's, you know, aside from Aziz Ansari, which I did a little more, you know, a little more research on that, and apparently his accuser was one, and it was complete and total crap. And that has completely gone away. There's no talk of it anymore, and he seems fine. Like, he's touring, he's still touring, he's still doing everything. Like, I have a feeling that if there is a legal sort of action going on, and the only hint of that was a tweet by Dykstra's boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So if there's some legal action, my guess is that Hardwick rides it out, gets whatever, you know, whatever sort of decision from the courts, and then is back hosting his stuff like nothing happened. You know?
I think that's the best case scenario. I think the only issue is that comparing it to Aziz's situation is a little tough, just because the deal with Aziz is it was a bad date, and the lady that put out the statement basically didn't follow up with anything, had no backup. So I guess in that situation it could be considered the same. But Aziz wasn't on, you know, six different mainstream shows. He was a very popular comedian, and he was very popular with movies and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a little more challenging when you have, you know, major networks involved and just kind of the perception and the zeitgeist at this point is immediately he's wrong, and now he has to basically prove that he's not, or at least he needs to get walked back, or time heals all wounds or something. But it's still going to be a dip for him.
No, he's definitely going to have to climb out, you know, and it's probably going to be a slow process. But again, to my original point as to why he was pulled so quickly off of those networks is that it boils down to the climate that we're in right now, and it also boils down to advertising, and it's a hard sell for advertisers when somebody's caught up in a sexual assault suit, you know.
Right.
And so no one's going to buy advertising on a show where a guy who's in a sexual assault case is hosting it. Now, if he's vindicated through a court of law, that's a different subject. You know, it's still going to be a hard sell for some people, but it's easier to say, oh, well, you know, he was acquitted of all charges. There's nothing, you know, nothing you can hold on him, you know. And again, at that point, it's so. Like I said, I understand why the networks took sort of the action they did. And again, I believe that, you know, Hardwick's silence through this is, you know, sort of mopping up this from a legal standpoint.
Smart, because he's, you know, there's nothing coming out of him. And she's just kind of digging herself deeper into a hole.
Right.
The whole media, like with her changing her, you know, her wording. Of course, the collective internet caught that super quick. and screenshots are all over of, you know, the change. And she finally had to, like, release a statement of, here's why I changed it. It was a goof up. I didn't mean to, you know, I misposted it. And then thank you, Collective Internet.
They blew that apart.
They blew that apart. And, right. You know, there's a lot of posts that are like, no, that doesn't, you know, the way Medium works is you can't do that.
Especially when she went through the trouble to tell us that this was the 17th draft of this that she wrote. And this was the one that she posted. You know, I think that that's the funny, not the funny part of this, but again, you know, yeah, she started to sink a little bit and she needed a little more weight to it. So that once it started to grow and once people started to defend Chris, it's like, okay, well, what sounds worse, violate or assault? You know, how can I, because if people are referencing my article in defense of the person I wrote the article about, it needs to sound worse than it does.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and especially with all the, you know, all of her social media history that's coming through now of, you know, Instagram pictures and YouTube vlog posts of her clearly happy as a pig in shit in the relationship. So it's like, oh yeah, this is not a person who's been abused for 3 years and is a ghost of a person. It's like, no, you're happy and fine.
And that was the best thing about the YouTube video that I sent you guys. Jim Norton, at first, Joe, you pointed out at 4:33, where if you're unhappy in a relationship, just leave the person, you know? But then they watched the YouTube video after her ectopic pregnancy, right? And if I even said that word correctly. You know, I mean, the only way a video like that gets made, if Hardwick is such a tyrant, if he's off camera holding a gun to her head.
Yeah.
Don't you guys agree?
Yeah, he's going to have the Snidely Whiplash mustache twirling it maniacally, at the, you know, exactly, with a flintlock in the other hand.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Now, listen, we've all been in rough relationships before, okay? And the advent of social media is the portrayal of the fantasy that's not really there, you know? And a lot of people bump up their relationships on social media just to sound good and, you know, just to, you know, portray the facade of, hey, everything's happy, everything's great, everything's awesome, when it's not really awesome.
Yeah. Now, the thing that is, you can see through that lickety split.
With her, at least, yeah.
Well, absolutely.
A lot of people, you know, you could look on Facebook and you can tell which posts are overcompensating and which are genuine, you know.
Yeah.
Cupcaking? Is that where you're going with that?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. So that's where I think this is. And again, you know, this was part of her, this was a big part of her life. And you know, her posting on social media, her YouTube channel was a big deal for her. So again, I don't know. I find it hard to believe, like, if something is that tough and it was that bad, regardless of how you want to portray your relationship, you know, if I needed to do a video to inform my flock about what just happened to me, you know, maybe put some part about my boyfriend being here and sleeping at my bed before he had to go back to work, but don't, don't overdo it to the point where, okay, the person you're talking about here and the person you're referencing in your article on the same night, it's not the same. And it's completely, and you sound, you know, who is it? Who did you date? Did you date the guy in the video or did you date the guy in the letter? Because you're telling us two different things. And that shreds her story. And it shreds her credibility beyond all repair in my eyes.
Dead air.
Mic drop.
Yeah, I think maybe final thoughts at this point, because we're getting into it a little bit.
Agreed. Yeah.
Deep is the wrong word. Sorry, guys. I'm really out of it today. I baked at a baseball game for 4 hours, so the first world problem. But yeah, so I think we're pretty much all on the same page. I mean, knock on wood, it seems like this is all hearsay, and things will get back to the rock and nerddom that we love from Hardwick. I keep looking every time I listen to podcasts 3 times a day, and every time I open my phone, I look at his podcast just to see if there's an update. Because I can't wait to hear. I mean, I guarantee you he's not going to be able to say anything for a long time about this, if ever. But I would love to hear where his mind's at and where, you know, where things are from his standpoint.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And so I think, and again, I think that sort of in the future, until another update gets posted or whatever sort of resolution comes from this, I imagine, you know, he'll either, you know, get one of his shows back, or we'll see him on a talk show. You know, to where he can sort of gently scratch the surface as to what happened here.
Yep.
You know, but yeah, Joe, final thoughts?
Shout out to Patty Hearst for holding it down. Mama Bear on Twitter is just rocking it.
Yeah, I agree. Her tweets sort of digging in have been fun to read, but.
Because, I mean, Lydia Hearst are very, you know, PC.
Yeah,
the gloves are off.
Yeah, but you know, and for me, it's been the other people in the industry that have come to his defense, and especially his ex-girlfriends. But again, like Jamie Alexander, Adam Carolla, all those people, just sort of people who know him and say, "Oh yeah, he's a gentle guy."
Yeah,
sweetheart of a man, as I think is what Carolla said.
That's right. Yeah.
Of course, the you know, the internet is tearing apart. Where's all of his, you know, BFFs? And again, it's, you know, still like I'm sure they have, you know, orders to,
yeah, exactly,
you know, just keep their mouth shut.
Well, right, because again, you know, I mean, the first thing that you want to do when somebody tears down your friend, you know, and effectively gets him fired from everything that he's doing, is rip the person apart, especially if you feel that those allegations are preposterous.
Yeah.
But, you know, and again, I'm sure that's, yeah, something coming from Hardwick saying, hey guys, it's only going to make things worse.
Yeah, don't feed the fire.
Right. Nope. And to me, that's smart. You know, I think that's, it's very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, what do you guys think about all this? Do you feel the way we feel on this? Do you think Chloe Dykstra is, you know, to quote a favorite term of mine, batshit crazy? Or are you guys just waiting to hear a more sort of legal resolution to the issue? Let us know in your comments. Check it out at rumandregret.com. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
We'll talk to you later. We have to.
I know. I'm dying. I'm just dying on this. I'm still recording. I haven't stopped yet.
This will be in the deep cuts.
No, this totally in the deep cuts. Because man, I just don't know why. I don't know why I go there with that.
Go fuck yourself, Sandy.
That would be appropriate, actually.
Oh man, that's just
milk was a bad choice.
I mean, oh my God.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles, everybody.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh.
Maybe you should stop talking for a while.
Maybe I should.
Oh, man. All right. Let's put a pin in that one.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna get the kiddo down.
Yeah. And let us know how that sounds. We can make adjustments as we needed.
Okay. Cool.
Cool, man. Cool. I guess ping me when you're back.
All right. Will do. All right. Take care, guys.
See ya.
All right. Bye.